do not yet
renew. When Middlemarch in Spring had its world premiere 2 years ago in San Francisco, it won rave reviews, and 4 of the original cast members have come to Charlottesville for performances at the Paramount Thursday night and Friday afternoon. Michelle Kreisel is artistic director for the newly named Charlottesville Opera. This production, she says, tells just part of the original Middlemarch tale.
You know, the novel is 700 pages. It's many stories. This opera just focuses on the Dorothea-Casaubon relationship, which I suppose, a spoiler alert, does not end well, but she gets a second chance. So the opera actually ends happy, and that's the In Spring part.
The opera is presented during the annual Festival of the Book, which is expected to bring about 20,000 people to town. Also arriving from elsewhere, the set.
The set was being built in Chicago. And would you believe that after 3 months of spring, the 3 days the set had to travel here were the 3 terrible snow days.
But it's here, along with 2 speakers who will appear before the opera. The first, librettist and musician Claudia Stevens, who taught at William & Mary, produced another opera at the University of Richmond, and a one-woman musical at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Claudia Stevens will speak at 6:30, and then on the 24th, we're bringing in Rebecca Mead. She's on the staff of The New Yorker. She wrote a wonderful book called My Life in Middlemarch, about her growing up in a provincial town in England and how her ongoing reading of the book parallels her own development as a young woman and a writer herself.
This is the first original production in 35 years for the company, founded 40 years ago as Ashlawn Opera. I'm Sandy Houseman.